Felix spent the early part of his 15th hour of the drop on a solo scan of the area surrounding the dorm. He found no ants, no signs of them. He was alone. On his way back, he found an ant blaster. On impulse, he retrieved the heat weapon. Inside the fort, the reporters went crazy over the alien instrument of terror. The brass, seeing the possibilities, decided to debrief their scout while surrounded by vids. Felix went along, telling before the crowd what he had just finished saying to the brass alone. No ants. He was amazed at how many different ways Major Aleki used to draw this session out, but he played along. No ants was reported many ways. Later, they wanted an interview inside the bunker. Felix knew better than to expose his face. He declined, answering questions in his suit instead. The first interrogator sought patriotism.
"I'll bet you'll be glad when Banshee is ours, won't you?"
Felix said that would be good.
"Aren't you excited by the prospect?"
"I guess," Felix replied. "But I wouldn't want to live here, would you?"
"Living here afterward is hardly the point of the fighting, soldier."
"I hope you're right," replied Felix with apparent earnest.
Another reporter wanted to come along on the next scouting mission. Felix asked her if she wanted to die.
"What do you mean?" she scoffed. "There aren't any more ants, are there?"
"I didn't see any," he corrected. "But you're wearing a pea suit. You don't need ants to get killed in that."
"Huh?"
"You could cough a hole in that."
She looked alarmed. She fingered the material with concern.
"You really think so?"
Felix thought so.
"It's a towel," he assured her.
She walked away looking fretful. Given an hour off, he went indoors and took another shower. Shoin was there when he stepped out. They talked while he dried. It was only when he started to go that he saw it. She blocked the door.
"You knew what I was up to at the party, didn't you? That's why you ran off."
He didn't know what to say. He didn't...
"I thought it might be a little war injury or some such," she said with a cackle,
blatantly eyeing his nakedness. He looked at her, becoming conscious for the first time of her appearance. Blonde hair, blue eyes, beauty. Canada. He touched her face.
"Before that," he said gently.
Then he shuffled quickly past her, unwilling to summon more.